Now, keep your texts and comments coming in. I'm going to break into the ads because John is with us on the line. John Cunningham, committee member in Kilmeade and the East Waterford Beekeepers Association. Before I go to John, I want to give a special mention to another friend of mine, Jophie Murphy. Jophie out in Dunmore. He asked me, could we give a mention to the Family Fun Day fundraiser in the park in Dunmore this Sunday? Brilliant, brilliant celebration of things from 2 o'clock till five. There's barbecues, there's lots of different stuff going on. And then they have raffle tickets as well for the celebration of 101 years in the park. Jophie, if anybody's out in Dunmore, wants to head out for an afternoon, so much happening over the weekend, that's definitely a place to go. I wonder, will there be swarms of bees in Dunmore? Hopefully not. John Cunningham, good morning, John.
Good morning, Damien.
Thank you very much for talking to me. You're with the East Waterford Beekeepers Association based in Kilmeaden. You saw the videos that we put up online. My friend Aidan got a picture of one of the bees that are swarming, or what were they? And then they landed on a bicycle. And then last night we had a chap come along and take them off the bicycle. What is this, John?
It's actually reproduction of the colony. No bee can exist on his own or her own. The queen, the workers, the drones. So it's only as a colony they exist. So a swarm actually is reproduction of the colony. It's like your dog having pups or a horse having a foal. So it's another colony. And the swarm is headed by the old queen. About 2 weeks ago, back in their own hive, they started queen cells. And when the queen cell is sealed, they cut down on the feeding to the old queen. And around midday, on a very fine day like yesterday, thousands of them take to the air. There would be the queen with them, thousands of workers and hundreds of drones. And off they go and they cluster someplace. And when they're clustering there, maybe a beekeeper will come and take them. But in the wild, some bees would go off and look for a suitable place to go, where they might, maybe a hole in a tree or an empty hive or under somebody's roof and so on. So the swarm is actually reproduction of the colony.
Right. And why did it happen in Waterford City? This is in Baron Strand Street in Waterford City. And people that I'd spoken to last evening said to me they've never seen anything like this before.
There must be a colony of bees someplace in the city, a wild colony, and they swarm. Now, they're not any danger to anybody, although if you don't know, you won't believe that.
Yeah.
But they fill themselves up with honey to do them for about 3 days.
Right.
So they're not in stinging mode.
Okay, so just explain.
It's the most wonderful sight.
Yeah, just explain that to me then. A bee will only sting if he or she doesn't have a full belly.
Well, that happens. Now, he doesn't sting at all. The drone has no sting. It's only the females have a sting, the queen,
yes,
and the workers. But if the worker stings, you know, she'll die because her sting is barbed like a fishing hook.
Right.
The queen is different. She has a straight sting, but she'll only use it on other queens. So I said that the queen, the old queen, would go off with the swarm. Back in the original colony, they'll have queen cells. And when the first of those queens emerges, she'll go around and she'll kill all the other rival queens in the colony.
Oof.
They're ruthless. We often think they're virtuous, but really they're ruthless.
Ruthless, yeah. And all the workers, all those bees that were flying around there yesterday, the workers, they're all female. Is that correct?
They're all female, yes.
There you go.
But it's only the queen can mate and produce more young. And the funny thing is, with her the virgin queen in the original colony, in a few days will go on her mating flights, and she will mate with, this sounds awful, up to 10 or 20 drones. And she will have in her spermatheca all the sperm that of the drones that she has mated with, that she will use through her lifetime as a queen. And the fertilized egg produces females. And depending on their feeding, they become queens or workers. And the unfertilized egg becomes a drone. So the funny thing about the drone is he has a mother but no father.
Wow. I never knew that.
Yeah. Bees are full of wonder.
So anybody that sees these, and it can happen over the next few days, I got another video in from a chap called Brian, and the hive literally swarmed, the bees swarmed into a house and underneath a bush near where the house is. Not to be afraid, those bees, they won't sting you. Is that what you're saying?
They won't sting you, yes, but I would say that a beekeeper should come and take them.
Yes.
If you don't know what you're doing, have nothing to do with, don't go near them.
Don't go near them. So a beekeeper...
Yeah, I'd say they're not inclined to sting.
Right.
I won't say they definitely won't, but they're not inclined to sting.
Okay. Now, a beekeeper did come into Waterford City last night and he took those away, and you could see how he was taking them off, and he was fully clothed in his protective garb. So definitely,
yes,
if you see one of these type of amazing, as you say, developments, contact yourselves or contact the Beekeepers Association and do it professionally. Is that correct?
Yeah. East Waterford Beekeepers, and...
Yes.
You'll get guidelines there on how to deal with the swarm.
Right, okay.
And where, somebody would be glad to take them.
Would they? So where would they go? If you went and took a swarm from a particular public place, would you bring them back to your own location, or where? What would you do?
Yes, and put them in a hive. And they'll work very, very hard. And if you get them now, they say a swarm of bees in June is worth a silver spoon. Because they'd be able to collect enough for them to do the winter, and maybe a little surplus honey for you.
Wow.
And could I put a plug in there for Irish honey, which is so delicious and so good?
Absolutely, yeah. Wow, that's amazing. You've given me a lot of information there this morning I didn't know about.
Yeah.
John, you're a wealth,
yeah.
You're a hive of information. Fair play to you.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay, I'm going to buzz off now before I do anything, say anything bad.
Before you have any more puns, yes, okay.
Thanks, John. God bless you. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome. All
Thanks.
The best, Jimmy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
John Cunningham there. He's one of the committee members of the wonderful East Waterford Beekeepers Association.